are listening to the sweet sounds. Who is this?
Blue Oyster Cult.
Blue Oyster Cult. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the next hour with the Barroom Heroes Comedy Sports Podcast. Hey guys, how you doing? Favorite weekend is coming up right now for me. Guys, this is the Barroom Heroes Podcast. I'm Kevin Elliott.
I'm Chris Santeni.
I'm Joe Gangemi. Awee!
Thank you for bringing the energy this week. Guys, what is going on?
Dude, nothing much, man. How about you? Just enjoying some sports.
Loving sports. Dude, today's the first day of the NCAA tournament.
Oh,
it's the best time. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Pretty much, dude. Right behind Stanley Cup playoffs.
Ooh.
Right behind that, March Madness is pretty dope.
All right, I'll take that from you. That's good. I wake up Thursday. This will come out Friday, but wake up Thursday. So hey, when you wake up Friday, they got same day, same exact stuff as far as games wise.
Fact check, that is not the same day.
Okay.
Hey, that's what he's here for. Stats, dude. Stats and facts.
Dude, a cowboy rides into town on a Friday.
Okay.
Leaves 3 days later on Friday.
Okay.
How did he do it?
His horse is named Friday.
Yay! But Chris didn't know. Neither did I. How did you know that? Did you watch Little Big League also?
Yeah.
I did not watch that.
Now, too.
So that's for one. That's why I didn't know it. Two, I just kind of tuned out when you were like a cowboy. I'm like, I don't care.
Oh,
he's riding a horse.
Riddle.
I don't like riddles. This isn't a sports riddles podcast, dude.
You're not a Batman villain.
Mm-mm. But let me say this, man. You wake up Thursday. When are we good? All right. Sorry, something got all weird with the wires.
There was too much vibe in here.
We're
dude.
Fine,
we're, yeah. Surged the lights, dude. The vibe was so strong that the lights kind of... We popped a light bulb. Mics almost went out, dude. It was wild.
Yeah, three injured. We don't know how many casualties.
Pretty sure I just vomited a slug. Did we go through the upside down? What happened?
I have no idea. We just lost one horse named Friday. That's it.
Oh, dude. See you Friday and the cowboy. You wake up Thursday, dude, for the games, for the March Madness, and there's game after game after game, and you're rooting for the upsets, even though you filled your bracket out, and you look at it, and you're like, man, I picked this team going far, but if I can see a 16 over a 1, I'm rooting for it. So you just, dude, I get so into these games.
So you build a bracket based on logic, and then actively root against your bracket?
I've been known to do that, but only for big upsets, kind of. Like, well, I'll get mad when the picks I pick lose. However, I know I'm not getting 100%. So if there's going to be a big old upset, I know it's screwing other people too.
Right.
You know? Not nobody. 16 has never beat a 1. I don't know many people that put 16 over 1s in their bracket.
If I made a bracket, I would only pick 16s over 1s.
To go the whole way to the championship?
All the way. If the final four would be 4 16s.
Bigger news. Did you
fill out? If that's even possible.
Did you fill out your women's college bracket?
Dude, I didn't. And this is something that's funny, is that I actually was sitting in my house like, if I'm filling out a bracket, dude, I'm filling out the women's bracket.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because I feel like, whatever, man. We talk about this all the time. I want to watch women's college basketball team game. I'm sick of this selfish basketball they play in the men's game.
I love the women's NCAA tournament because it's the easiest one to pick. UConn wins.
How many times do you think they just look at brackets, and if it says UConn wins, they just say, yeah, put it in the pool. Give it a chance to win.
Anybody
the money.
On the left side what of the bracket win? Is fucked.
What do they win?
What do you mean?
Like, you know how when you fill out the March Madness bracket, it's like, you get $1 million. What do you get for the women's?
It's much less. It's like, are we talking $5,000 and a 3-day vacation.
Okay, but that's not nothing.
I know it's
I was
not nothing.
Literally,
to
I
win,
was so scared you were going to be like, they give you a $25 Red Lobster gift card. And I was like,
because they're the only ones holding a bracket pool.
Red Lobster just It's like the placemats. Do you just fill out a bracket on a Red Lobster placemat?
Anybody that leaves them, it's added to the bill.
To be really honest with you, though, I would go to Red Lobster and fill one out.
I think I would be a part of that Red Lobster bracket pool.
Yeah, dude.
For women's hoops, too. We have so much knowledge.
We do.
It's like, we know UConn's amazing. We know UCLA is a pretty good team, but not that great.
ASU, good.
It's not great.
They're pretty all close right. to great.
All right.
So don't.
And then, like, Tennessee used to be good.
I know.
Notre Dame wasn't bad. Stanford's usually good.
Mm-hmm.
This
also sounds like men, except ASU.
Kind of. North Carolina's usually good. Duke is sometimes good.
Yeah.
South Carolina. Yeah, man. South Carolina's men's team kind of usually. They're in the tournament, though, this year. Of all those teams we named, those are the ones I pick. Yeah, no. The women's Northwestern team still has some years to make up.
How about the men's Northwestern team?
They won today.
Did they?
Yeah, they won by 2, I think.
I literally was like, dude, I'm really pulling for Northwestern because I vaguely have ties to the Chicago area.
Yeah, no, I root for them because of Julia Louis-Dreyfus' son is on the team.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, well, they're going all the way.
He doesn't play that often.
I'm busting all the brackets. That's 16. They're a 16 seed.
No, they're an 8 seed.
They're an 8 seed?
Yeah.
God, dude, best sports analysis is right here on this podcast if I'm involved.
Yeah, they went by 2. They beat Vanderbilt. Right now, as we're recording, Xavier's up by 9 over Maryland, under 8 to play. Villanova's only up by 9 on Mount St. Mary's, but still
a lot. Dude, what a crazy name. Like, usually you just like Mount Carmel or St. Mary's, but Mount St. Mary's?
Yeah.
So is there's jersey say MT period ST period Mary's?
I don't know. Actually, I don't think so. I think it's MT better. Space Saint, and then on the bottom is Mary's. I don't know.
Stupid. Yeah, it should be MT period ST period on top, and then Mary's on the bottom.
Totally. Let's see. VCU is down by 15 at the half to St. Mary's. Losers. That's regular St. Mary's, by the way. And then Purdue and Vermont. Purdue's up by 1 over Vermont. I picked Vermont in that.
Is there any chance that Mount St. Mary's could play St. Mary's?
I don't think so.
Because that game will be horrible to call.
Everyone will be on their knees praying.
Dude, first off, you know how much thanks will be given on every three-pointer? Yeah. Next,
Thank you for leaving me open.
Oh, my God. If you're an announcer, dude, what are you supposed to do? Like St. Mary's with the pass that's intercepted by Mount St. Mary's and then take it back by St. Mary's.
Oh, that would be great.
Long story short, Mary's having a good game. You know what I mean? So, like,
crushing it on the scoreboard. She's cleared 100 points in the first half.
I'm going to start a school called Mother Mary's just to throw another one in there.
Who do you think will win it all? One pick, not even a look at the bracket, just who's winning it all.
Duke.
Because I know you didn't fill out a bracket.
I don't fill out brackets.
Duke?
Duke. Actually, I'm saying Duke, and also I only fill out one bracket a year, and that's my Stanley Cup bracket, and it's a very Homer bracket. It's not logical.
Blackhawks every year.
Literally every single time I fill out the bracket, I'm like, and the Blackhawks sweep everyone en route to a championship. So, like, I know it's not going to be that way, but I feel like I'm jinxing them if I say anything else.
Dude, hockey, today when this is released, it will be St. Patrick's Day. Yeah?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I'm a
very
party pooper. I'm not big on those holidays like, oh, let's go get drinking. I drink every day.
Well, see, my family always celebrated it, but not as a drinking holiday. I never drank on St. Patrick's Day until I was like 22 years old. Most of the time we'd go to my mom's house. She makes Irish food and we eat that.
Yeah.
And just spend time together. It's cool.
In Kevin's world, we're going to be the AA heroes in like 5 years.
It's the spinoff.
Formerly known as Barroom Heroes.
Does the NHL have a big day for St. Patrick's Day? Because I don't think the NBA really does, except for wearing green and making the Celtics play.
Yeah, they forced the Celtics. The Bulls wear a green jersey, which Dwayne Wade gets hurt in.
So I guess you're right. The NBA has he's out for the year.
Yeah, I know he is. I was so mad at him.
We'll get into some NBA in a minute because I have a little bone to pick with the Suns, too.
Good.
However.
Who doesn't?
Right. Does the NHL do anything for St. Patrick's Day, like any big games? Because I know they do outdoor games on certain holidays.
Well, what's weird is you would think that like towns that have – the short answer is yes, but it's lame to me.
Is it just like a jersey thing that the basketball does?
Yeah. Well, it's not even a game jersey.
Do the Bruins have to play?
This is what I was going to tell you. Oh, if I was the league, I would make the Blackhawks and the Bruins – play each other every St. Patrick's Day and wear St. Patrick's Day uniforms if I wanted to be corny about it, which they do clearly. sometimes the Bruins play, sometimes they don't. The Blackhawks wore their green, they wear a warm up. Every team gets a warm up jersey, which is, we'll get to that in a minute, it's a disgrace.
It is weird.
They wear a warm up
Is that normal?
Well, then they auction them off. They wear it once a year.
Hold on, but do they get warm up things to go over their sweaters? They don't, right?
No, what they do is they come, well, like normally, no, you just wear your jersey and shoot around. But what they do is they come out with a special.
Right, okay.
It's a green warm-up jersey with a kilt plaid sleeve on it, which to me is more Scottish than Irish, but that's fine.
It is.
But that's fine. It's vaguely in the holiday, I guess. So, strike one, okay? Secondly, they let every team wear them. Like, Arizona does not have... I mean, I'm sure there's a decent Irish population. I live here. My fiance lives here. We have Irish blood. But...
What up, blood?
What up, Paul? But there's no, like... There's no... You know what I'm saying? You don't think of, like, man, Phoenix is a real Irish city. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No. But the Coyotes wear one. The Ottawa Senators, dude, they're the only team I know for sure, but I have suspicions. This is where it gets real stupid. The Ottawa Senators were wearing green warm-ups, the plaid garbage warm-ups, and every player's name was O, comma, their last name.
Get the fuck out of here.
So, like, if their name was, like, they got Eric Larson on their team. His warm-up said O Larson on it.
Dude, that's so inappropriate.
Especially because most of the names are like very Slavic, so it's like Polovicic.
Yeah.
And dude, Polovicic.
All I'm saying is if every team did that.
Are you kidding me?
If every team is doing that, there's guys playing in the league right now who are like O Panarin, O Anisimov.
I wish there was an O Yang.
Well, there's actually like a you're getting close. There's a guy in the league now, and I can't remember. I was gonna try his name, but if I botch it, I sound like a total racist. He plays for the New York Islanders. He's a rookie wearing a controversial number 66 because that's Lemieux's number. Should you really be wearing that? Okay, how about O Lemieux? O Yager.
O Crawford.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like a total.
I was gonna say "Oh, darling," but I was like, "Well, you know,
that sounds nice."
You know what? That's fair. I don't know that
that's the best jersey.
The thing is,
the guy you were calling out was Josh O Hoshang, or Hosang.
Hosang is his last name. So you want to put O Hosang?
O Hosang, yeah, dude. It sounds like a Christmas carol.
It sounds like
O Hosang. Also, what do they do for like an O'Neal? Is it
Is there O'Neal?
Ooh,
O'Neal?
No, well, that's the thing. Is like
that's the greatest if there is.
I don't. And this is the thing. I didn't. Well, first off, the Blackhawks wore their warm-ups on the 12th. Very timely. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you do it at a home game, and they were going to be on the road. So I don't think the Blackhawks did that. They had like Seabrook, Crawford, Keith.
Oh, Seabrook.
Taze, Kane.
Oh, Kane.
No, they didn't do it with the O's, I don't think. And so I'm just like. Is this like Canada's way of like vaguely because the Senators did it and it's like Canada's just like racism sucks, right?
Oh, the hockey team.
Maybe Canada's like racism seems like it's real hot right now. Racism seems like it's kind of in. Let's try it. Back in 2012, there was an AHL team that, in celebration of Hispanic Heritage Month, decided to make a bunch of jerseys. The Los Ice Hogs.
Bro, that's Rockford. That's the Blackhawks farm
team. The NBA does that, though.
Yeah,
hold on.
Hold on.
They're Mexican Knights. Spanish Knights. Jesus, I'm an asshole.
Yeah, but this looks like a... Spanish
Knights. What did you say?
It looks like a Filipino.
I'm not going to call you racist. Just what did you say? It was a pure accident. I know it was an accident. I know it was. We're not going down that road.
I feel so bad. No, I'm not going to say it.
Okay, fine. No, we'll leave it.
Spanish night in the NBA.
Yeah, we'll leave it.
It shouldn't even be Hispanic. Like, what the fuck is wrong with me? Just go.
It's fine, dude. I know it was just an honest.
Sons.
Yeah. It was an honest mistake. What pisses me off, though.
Nueve Knicks.
Actually, let's.
Goes a step.
But let's yell for a minute because they have Los Bulls.
Yeah.
Right? No, it's a Toro. T-O-R-O. Los Toros would be the Bulls.
Right.
So that's
what's
the
sun in Spanish.
This goes one step.
That's so condescending, bro. Also, they put Los Celtics.
Is that what theirs was?
If it is, that's the dumbest thing I've ever
heard.
How
do they even choose between? I don't understand.
I don't think they celebrate that.
How are so
I
many
didn't want to
Los,
be the guy that said that, but.
But how are so many like Los Suns, Los Bulls, Los this, and then others are like the Knicks are the Nueva Knicks, and
because
there's L Lakers. Like, how do they choose those beginnings?
Whatever sounds cool. You guys aren't letting me finish that.
Good answer.
I think it has to do
the Los
survey
Ice Hogs. The Los Ice Hogs night.
Well, Los Ice Hogs.
He hasn't given up until he gets the story out.
Went a step further than just putting Los and then the name and then a cartoon pig with a sombrero on it.
Are you serious?
Yes. The
Bro, how do I not know this? I follow this team. How do I not know this?
The jersey itself was extended to look like a poncho. And his colors to look like
stop.
A Mexican blanket.
Stop.
That night they
oh,
gave
no.
out free.
It is not.
That night they gave out free maracas and had a special visit from Dora the Explorer.
Shut oh my up. God!
And I can't even read. Oh,
the
I,
ad
that's in English.
For it
Friday, November 16th.
Like a Filiberto's menu.
Wait a minute.
It does. Oh my God, you guys,
dude.
Los, can we put that on the
that
Facebook
is,
page?
That
we
is. Should, yes. All right. Oh, that's a little. I don't want to say insensitive.
Oh, really?
I don't
From
want to.
From the farmhouse of the Blackhawks?
Look,
might
dude,
as well be the Hockey Redskins. Let's be real, Chris.
No.
Yeah,
don't
the
start
Indians.
Down this road. Don't start down this road. Don't do that to me.
I'm not saying you're racist. I'm
I
saying
root
one
for
of
the
your
team.
Favorite teams is racist.
It wouldn't be a Barroom Heroes episode without some
right?
racism.
Right? Now, Chris is 16 episodes in. My turn to be in the hot seat. Here's the thing, dude. Look, I root for the team. I bought a team's gear. This is the gear that gets supplied to me, right?
We love minor league gear.
But for
especially
real, though.
When it looks like ponchos painted on a hockey jersey.
Are you serious right now?
I'm dead
did
serious.
Did you Photoshop that before I got here?
No, I did not.
He made it all
Because
day.
I'm going to tell you the God honest truth. I'm already on eBay looking for one.
Dude, guys.
Lowe's.
I went on UCLA's website shop today. I think I'm broke now.
You went to the team shop online.
When I team shop it,
did you set
I
a limit?
Lose my mind.
You didn't set a limit?
Rookie mistake, dude. Rookie mistake.
Dude, you know what I do? I buy I go to the bank and buy myself a Visa gift card for a certain amount to limit my spending in
good
team
idea.
Shops.
That's an extra errand that I don't want to run. So I'm going to try self-control. It didn't work today.
Yeah.
I bought sunglasses
I was
gonna
say,
on,
that
the, on the shop website.
I've never seen you wear sunglasses.
Yeah, dude, I wear them in the car sometimes.
I literally was
I
just about to say,
lot, but
I was going to criticize you, be like, you bought something you don't even wear, but like, I got all kinds of shit I don't wear for teams I like.
Yeah, dude, like underwear. But I got.
Do they make that?
Team underwear?
Do you not wear
oh, yeah.
underwear?
I'm saying Chris doesn't.
Let's go ahead. I wear underwear. Dude, we went
Whatever,
over this
dude,
a couple
when you're on fire
ago.
And it goes over someone's head, you don't wait, dude. You run out of that burning building.
Look, hold on, dude. I'm still looking for this poncho right now. Ice Hogs, poncho jersey.
I'm looking at the NCAA tournament, dude. I'm so amped. Sorry.
What I'm saying is, what are we talking about?
Your jerseys. Your
I'm pretty sure everybody's on their phone right now.
Yeah, it's a bad thing
you're
to
checking
do.
Checking scores.
It's a bad thing to do.
You're
oh,
looking for
Xavier,
jerseys.
Maybe Maryland. All right. I guess let's talk about. What do we want to talk about? One thing that was brought up this week was random and weird, but I think it's a good discussion. Somebody said, like, who would win in a dunk contest, the ultimate dunk contest in their prime between MJ and Vince Carter. But who? I would open it up to even who. I would even open it up to, like, Dominique or Zach LaVine or whatever. The ultimate dunk contest, who would win?
you know, guys like Zach LaVine. Yeah. I'd open it up to whoever.
I'm sorry, have you not watched the last two? Well, not this past one. 2 years before that dunk contest.
Yeah, dude. But did he jump from the 3-point line and dunk?
And did he go up against actual competition?
Have we doesn't seen, matter.
But have we seen LeBron in a dunk competition? Matter.
Yeah, in high school.
Why doesn't he do the dunk competition?
He won't do it, dude.
You afraid he's gonna get hurt?
No, he's afraid he'll lose.
It doesn't have anything to benefit. Yeah, but.
Yes,
I
he does.
LeBron.
No.
I think LeBron.
Yes, he does. You come out and you do some sick
what
dunk.
If he loses? What if he misses the dunk?
Bro, then you put out the I lost edition sneakers and make $1 jillion on them.
Well, that's why he didn't do it. He didn't want the chance of losing.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Honestly, his warm-up routine
here's the thing, dude. LeBron
is better than the dunk contest.
Oh, it's great.
If LeBron's listening to this, after I'm done in the NFL – my quarterback stint, I'm challenging him to a dunk contest.
All right.
Me and LeBron.
So now we've got NFL quarterbacking.
Both of us. Both
throwing
of us,
for more than 4 yards and 4 passes.
To be fair to LeBron, we will allow trampolines. Actually, we both have to dress like a mascot to do it.
Ah, good call.
I don't think he needs a trampoline.
He still has to use it.
But I think it's a good way.
I'm just looking out for him.
I think it's a good way for him to get out there and show what he can do, because he doesn't have to worry about losing if it's just to a guy on a podcast.
To an all-star quarterback. Yeah, no, I get it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just saying.
It's like, this guy can't tackle both sports.
I literally want, you know what? I'm going to start trying to get these teams to let me do anything. Like, I want to... catch a pitch from Aroldis Chapman, which I know I can do for sure.
I've always thought I could take a pitch.
Oh, I have a question about that.
Like a
do you
oh,
get hit
like
by
get
one or
beamed?
Just watch a ball?
Yeah, like
all right,
get
oh,
walked.
Fuck.
Okay, so
wait,
like,
100 miles
you get
an
a
hour.
Base?
Wait,
take your base.
Hold
100
on,
miles an hour.
Yeah, I feel like I could take it and be like, ooh, I
well,
hate that dude.
Yeah,
but
if but
it.
If you stand in there, you're it's to get hit,
right?
So you know it's coming. When you're up there batting and you get hit, half of a surprise.
Right, but I think either way, if I got
but
up there,
it doesn't hurt as
like,
much that way.
We're going to give you a chance to hit a major league ball, and I swung twice.
And then he hit
very
you?
Clearly missed it, and then he felt bad, and he based me, and he just gave me like his heater right in the side, wherever he wanted.
Oh, man, it would break your ribs.
It would. It would hurt real bad, but I think I could take it. The only thing that would freak
what
me out.
What do you take the rehab? Like,
anything
what do you mean,
anything
it?
Above the neck would scare the fuck out of you.
Yeah. Right? Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah.
Nah, dude, just get hit in the head.
No.
Well, with the helmet,
yeah. You know how much settlement money you get?
Hit. Helmet's fine. I could take a hit with a helmet. anything in the face with a baseball coming that fast? Nah, bro. No, I don't want that kind of reconstructive surgery.
Let's just
what
be serious.
Hit you right on the elbow bone.
I'm just waiting to. Oh, I've been hit there.
Arthritis forever.
With a 100 mile an hour fastball.
Probably.
It'd break your
well,
elbow.
No,
probably.
No, I got hit like.
It was junior high.
No, wait up. Wait up. I'm going to be totally fair here. I'm
playing Nerf with my brother.
You winged it real hard.
No, I'm being dead serious. I'm thinking probably.
Bounced right off.
I'm thinking high.
Metal elbows.
Highest. Like, here's the range. We're talking, I'll give 89 to 93 I got hit in the elbow with. I mean, the ball was zinging when it hit me.
Straight on the elbow bone.
It hit me like anyone's going to know.
The audience. Yes.
Right it about here.
No,
not
and
here.
This is why,
that's so
this
much
is why
here,
I have to be
right
fair.
Here.
It hit me like half on the bone
yeah.
and half so on the back of the arm. Now, yes, I was trying so hard not to cry on the way to first base.
Did you cry?
I didn't.
Good job.
Because, dude, what are you serious?
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
You said
you can't be an NFL quarterback if you cry.
Did you hold it as you ran to second?
No. Oh, no, dude.
Okay.
No, you don't hold that.
Because I would have been.
I was. No, what I was doing was just screaming inside. You know what I mean? Like, I was looking at the picture like.
That's a hidden talent.
Whatever, dude. And then inside I was like, ah. Like, just. I was crying on the inside a little bit.
A lot of tears were shed that day.
Been there.
Anyway. I'm going to get every major sport to let me do something dope.
Yeah.
Like hockey. I want to take.
Me to a game?
I want
so
a line.
Look
no,
at us
I
finishing
want,
each other's sentences.
I need a line that's like Jonathan Toews, Alex Ovechkin, and Sidney Crosby. And okay. I'll give them 100 tries. And I think I could stop half of them.
No. No way. No way.
I am purposely setting an outlandish goal for the hockey one.
Oh, fuck, man. The second they hit the first one, you're on the ground holding your stomach.
No, okay, seriously, out of 100, how many do you think I could stop?
Honestly, they would miss 8.
I was going to say 2.
Those count.
They're not stops.
Bro, if you intimidate them into shooting it off to the left of the net, dude, that's a big deal.
I think they get cocky a couple of times where they're like, I'm going to act like I'm going to go right at his face and it's going to scare him, and he blocks it. So I'm going to give him.
Okay, no, 4. New idea.
Oh, yeah, he could just fucking flail his arms. Idea.
It's not fair.
Yeah. He just happens to him.
With a 3-on-0 is never fair. So, I mean, even pros can't defend that. So that's not fair. I think I could take, 10 slap shots from Shea Weber, who has 105-mile-an-hour shot.
I love watching that dude All-Star weekend.
I think if he took 10 shots, I could stop 3 of them. If he misses, it doesn't count. He gets another shot.
3 of them?
No, I don't.
If he goes wide, or shoots it way up or misses or floods, it doesn't count. He gets 10.
But you also have to remember, Chris has 0 goalie experience. He gets 10. Guy's an NHL All-Star.
And just being in the padding, it's got to be really hard. But I think
I can, dude. And I'm telling you.
You mistakenly blocked.
Here's why I get 3. Because 3 of them, he's going to rock it right into my chest.
No.
Oh, yeah. No, he will.
No, yeah. Just to prove it.
I doubt it.
What I'm saying is...
The first one is going to...
Are you blocking just his slap shot, or is he shootout on you?
No, it's going to be like a... What it is
just a set slap shot.
Well, I don't know. That's difficult because that's not fair because then I can cheat.
I bet his first couple are right at you.
Just to scare me, which I'm not.
In the chest where you're like, woo, that's coming fast.
I'm not scared, dude. I caught a guy throwing 96 and 99. He threw 99 one pitch.
Xavier beat Mary.
So what I'm saying is add 6 miles an hour to that. I've seen that before. I'm ready, dude. Really what I think it is 3 of them hit me in the face. I have a concussion, probably learning disability for life. But this podcast has a lot of street cred after that. You know what I mean? Which is really all I'm looking for.
I have a goal as well. I want to design a jersey for the Ice Hogs that's more racist than the poncho jersey.
Or than this podcast turns out to
be? And it's for Italian appreciation night.
It should just be...
Oh, dude, Giovanni!
It's going to be a tuxedo suit.
Are you guys asking for Gio to come back?
With bloody bullet holes and like a rose in the pocket.
I needed my jersey to go up there hockey.
With a spaghetti stain.
No, you get spaghetti when you walk through the door.
I as a player, the sauce.
There's going to be a special visit from Mario and Luigi. Dude,
yeah, Kevin is just killing it right now. He's so on fire.
Giovanni.
Yep.
Yeah, sure. Let's do that more.
Giovanni.
Saying, guys, that's my Italian
Every single guy's last name on his jersey is Giovanni.
Yeah. No, it just ends in
Giovanni Massimo.
An E or an I. Like it's whatever your name is with an I at the end.
Duncan Keithy.
Yeah. Kevin Elieto.
That's brilliant, dude. I like that.
Chris
Centennial.
Damn it. I know.
I am an Italian.
I know. It makes it very difficult. You're like
he is an Italiano. I know how he feels.
Come on, man.
Sorry, dudes.
Ryan Sloveskalinio.
Dude, who do you think wins the dunk contest? MJ or Vince? Or Dominique, I guess.
A dunk contest?
Yeah, in their prime.
LeBron.
Oh, MJ.
Or LeBron. We entered LeBron.
MJ.
I'd say Vince Carter.
I'll never say anyone but MJ.
The 2000 dunk contest?
Dennis Rodman.
Was incredible. Fuck you.
What Jordan was able to do does set the bar. It sets the standard. It's incredible. Vince Carter, again...
Did the same thing.
And almost surpassed it in several
just
ways.
Just not quite as good as times. Jordan.
Bullshit.
LeBron
just dunked from the free throw line with one hand. Carter did it with two.
LeBron just happens to be able to do all that. He could do everything that those two did, except for he happens to be way fucking bigger. So whereas Jordan could dunk from the free throw line, LeBron could probably take like 4 steps back from the free throw line. And get close.
I think that's an exaggeration.
Maybe not 4, but if a full sprint from the other side of the court, can you imagine where...
He almost does it in games.
Yeah.
When he flies with that huge hammer dunk does with his right hand.
And that's what I'm saying. That's in game. I think if he had to measure out, how far back could I dunk from physically.
Yeah.
I think his reach going forward like MJ did when he did that iconic dunk, if he put that kind of effort into a dunk contest, how could he not blow the doors off of it?
I see the argument, man, and I've seen LeBron dunk. I get it. I just think Vince Carter was the perfect height and size
for the time
and jumping ability. No, his dunk contest is still better than anybody else's dunk contest that you've seen since.
I think that was based off of his personality. Because Jordan didn't have the kind of swagger that Carter did.
Really? As Jordan was wearing two gold chains running down the court?
Jordan had swagger, but he had like a fuck you swagger. Whereas Vince Carter was like a playful
swagger. Yeah, he had an I win championship swagger.
That's true.
Not an I win dunk contest.
I get it. Swagger. Okay, but Vince Carter
was like
he was in one around. 1-1 and got all 50s and 149 from Kenny Smith, who was dicking around.
Right, because he was having fun with it, which Jordan wasn't able to have fun
with.
No,
Vince wasn't having fun with it.
Yeah, he was.
No.
What?
All of his dunks were calculated.
They were calculated, but they were fun. And then when he got done, he would be like, oh, it's over,
He did do that.
He would jump in the crowd.
You're right, okay. I can't argue. I guess I can't argue the seriousness of it because, man, those dunk contests with Jordan and Wilkins were incredible.
Were the best.
Just because they wanted it so bad.
Yeah, they were straight up.
It was very much like last year with Aaron Gordon and Zach LaVine going dunk for dunk, and they were all something you've never seen before.
I know I'm the stat guy, but who are those people?
Come on.
Who?
Don't, please stop. Zach LaVine went to UCLA and Aaron Gordon went to some community college in Tucson.
And so I should know both of them?
No one's judging them. We're just saying they're not Jordan.
I'm not saying that either, but I'm saying the dunk contest mentality.
Who's on fire now, Kevin?
Apparently me. You burned the Jew.
Come on, man.
Whoa.
Yeah, what the hell?
How much did this Holocaust?
Whoa.
Dude, I'm like, I'm literally about to just.
Who's back on fire, guys?
Not you, dude.
I'll never call you on fire again.
Yeah, seriously, I'm not going to say it anymore.
Did I make it uncomfortable?
Yeah, absolutely. Totally. All right.
Well, let's, you know, maybe we get into that. I'm not sure how to come back from this.
No, we don't get into that.
Oh. Let's get into something else. Let's talk about. Look at the big board. We have topics up there. You know, the NCAA tournament, Lonzo Ball plays for UCLA.
Bro, don't start with me on Ball. Just don't even.
I don't know a lot of guys that would want you to start on their Ball. Fire.
I found out about LaVar Bell.
Well, you may have heard about LaVar Bell, but
Ball.
I have LaVar heard LaVar Ball.
I'm so mad I can't remember his name.
That name rings nothing for me.
LaVar Ball?
Oh, sorry. I thought we were talking. Never mind.
Le'Veon Bell?
Okay, never mind.
I just think I got you. Since we've transitioned, we have just been on point.
I'm just like I'm fuming. I can barely speak.
You don't like him.
LaVar Ball,
if you guys don't know him from sports, Lonzo Ball plays for UCLA. He's one of the best players in the country as a freshman. He has two younger brothers that play for Chino Hills High School, and they're incredible basketball players that are going to UCLA. Thank you, because good for UCLA. But LaVar Ball.
Yeah, you sound like you just quoted their website that their dad probably designed for them.
Dude, I did. LaVar Ball thinks his kids are the greatest players ever to play the game. Oh, God. And is very vocal about it.
Yeah, in terms of helicopter parents, he's like an Apache war helicopter, dude. The guy's impossible. I watched I tallied up 17 minutes of videos. Lasts me a whole lifetime. I can't stand him. I watched a video of him making breakfast.
So what are some outlandish things that he said? Because one is that he thinks Lonzo is better than Steph Curry.
Which...
Steph's won two MVPs. And an NBA
He's only got one championship.
I like people that
won multiple championships, says the guy who averaged 2.2 points a game when he played college hoops.
Is that what he did?
Yes.
Oh.
The best thing that I can find about this whole situation
is
LaVon Bell, not LaVar Ball, but LaVon Bell.
Le'Veon.
Le'Veon. Le'Veon Bell tweeted LeVar Ball. It's like a fucking tongue twister.
Yeah, that's very confusing, Twitter.
Say it five times fast.
Le'Veon Bell.
No, Le'Veon.
Le'Veon Bell to LeVar Ball. You have to understand, you average a whole 2 points per game at Washington State. You know damn well Jordan would torch you, bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Except for right there in the bitch.
He was talking about being as... Oh, my God. The dad was talking about players being... But I want my kids to be better than Jordan. Sorry, no one's ever done that before. Anyways, here's the thing that bothers me about LeVar Ball, okay? Is that he's talking about, I will co-brand with Nike. You don't call shots like that. Nike invites you, and then you say, that sounds great. I'd like to make a lot of money.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, we're going to co-brand nothing less than $1 billion or whatever. You know who he reminds me of? I'm serious. With his Triple B.
Yeah.
Ballers, whatever. Dude, he sounds, if you think about it.
That's the brand name.
Okay, but if it sounds exactly like Guy Fieri. He's like, next week on Triple D. You know what I mean? Dude. Just substitute
is that what he said?
LeVar Bell with Guy Fieri in every interview.
It makes sense, except I don't think Guy Fieri cares about his kids if he has any. LeVar loves his boys, man.
I'm sure Guy Fieri cares about everyone deeply, so let's not insult Guy Fieri is my man.
I love the kids because they're going to be playing for my school. Right?
I feel horrible for those
but
children.
Man, LeVar has made it very difficult.
One of my favorite hashtag LeVar Ball says is
they're ridiculous.
LeVar Ball says he can fix Nintendo cartridges without blowing up.
Yeah. So people went to Twitter, right, and they made it a hashtag. LeVar Ball says, and they like wrote stupid stuff and whatever. That's a good one.
Let me just be honest. I watched this video of him making breakfast for everyone, and he was skimping hardcore on the pancakes, first of all. But second of all, he was making trash-ass pancakes. So, LeVar Ball, I'm calling you out on your pancake game.
Dude, he says he cooks a mean pancake.
Right? He would. But here's the thing. I felt like he was this close. I saw him pouring orange juice. And it honestly looked like he poured two kinds of orange juice. And I honestly feel like he's going to be telling people in a few years, I blended the OJ for the maximum nutrients for my kids.
You're damn right.
I gave them everything they ever wanted.
He's going to sell parenting videos.
I don't have a son like that. I don't have a son like... Dude, his family's never speaking to him. When they all get rich, he's going to die alone.
Here's the thing as the fan is I love Lonzo Ball. He drives his team. He is the only reason... TJ Leaf is really good. Bryce Alford historically is good for us. But Lonzo Ball makes us who we are. We go with him. And so I root for him. But if he wasn't on UCLA and put him on a team that I even like and root for other than UCLA, and I wouldn't like him at all because of his dad.
But that's the thing that's so I don't understand how he doesn't see that.
Is that right or wrong of me as a fan?
It's not wrong. Here's the thing. It's impossible. For you to, if every time they bring up this guy, his dad has to be involved. That's his dad's fault, not his, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So to me, every time someone could bring up Lucille Ball, and I'm going to be like, oh, her dad.
If Lucille Ball was my kid, they could have been in Ricky's band the whole time. They wouldn't have been begging for attention.
They'd have been soloing every night.
They'd have been killing it at the chocolate factory. At Blue Devil 26 says, hashtag LeVar Ball says, if Tim Tebow was his son, he'd already have 5 Super Bowl rings.
Is that Skip Bayless's Twitter?
At Gainis. No, it's not Skip Bayless.
It might as well be.
At Gainis Cub, hashtag LeVar Ball says, he would have beaten Voldemort in the first book.
Real quick.
That's one for Joe.
No, well.
That was one for me.
Look, it's good to spread around the audience, but I want to go back to the name of the person. Who is this?
I had a really hard time pronouncing it.
Obviously.
Yeah, it was good. That's why I brought it up.
Gainey Cubs?
Gainey?
G-A-N-N-I-C-U-S-B.
So like Yanni Cubs?
C-U-S-B?
Yeah, Gainey Cub.
Yeah, Cubs, Gainey Cubs, Yanni Cubs. It's not Gainis Cubs.
I heard Gainis Cubs, and then I was thinking Genghis Cubs.
Fuck that one. At Austin Monty says so Tim Tebow would have been an MLB Hall of Famer. Says hashtag LeVar Ball says.
I just can't stand this.
He makes crazy outlandish comments, but his kids are really good at basketball. So please, Lonzo, take us to the championship and knock on wood because don't lose tomorrow to Kent State.
Here's the thing. Go to the championship, win the championship, and then immediately disallow his father from speaking.
Okay, but so that's not going to happen.
I want people who win multiple championships.
He's entering the NBA draft after this season. But
he's the Donald Trump of sports fans. Yes.
I like players that win multiple championships. He's saying that stuff on television. And I'm like, you won none.
I like my player athletes to not be injured.
And here's what I'm telling you. Hey, when he says stuff like that, and you're like, dude, you won nothing, right? And he says, I like players that win multiple championships. That tells me everything I need to know.
You averaged 2 points, you piece of shit.
That tells me everything I need to know. He hates himself.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So he's taking it out on his three children.
Yeah, maybe.
No, not maybe. Yes.
Monday morning.
Lonzo happens to be the best of the three. That's the first one. He's going to go.
Yeah, he's setting the stage, and then the other two are going to follow.
They're really good.
Quote directly from the father while he was making awful sausages.
But.
Oh, God, he made eggs and sausage. I was like, you did everything on this plate wrong. That was my concern. I was looking at him. I'm like, I don't even care.
He said pancakes, right?
Dude, he says he made pancakes, dude, but he made like these little, they look like 50 cent pieces.
Make your fucking kids waffles like dude, a man.
Well, first off, I feel like we are about to get on about a 3-hour-long argument because don't even start with me about waffles.
You don't like waffles?
I like waffles. If all the pancakes in the world ran out.
Oh, my God.
See, so I would take the other a waffle way, dude. Over a pancake.
Why do you guys like waffles?
Any day of the week? Because they have syrup holders. Because
the whole pancake is a syrup holder if you do it right.
Yeah, but the whole pancake.
Dude, hold on.
It's a texture thing with me.
So you like it when it's crunchy and full of air and you get ripped off.
No, I don't need a ton of pancake in my mouth.
Oh, my God,
I need a
dude.
Little bit of it's syrup dispenser.
No. That's unbelievable that you would say something like that.
He's so bad.
Bro.
He's so bad.
Waffles
if you
so
have pancakes, the butter and the syrup just runs off the side, and you're scooping it up on the side. Just leave it for the waffle to do the work.
No, and then
you.
You decide how much you want on each bite. It's not like you're forced to have this vat of... Oh, my God.
That's the
God,
best
dude.
Part of a waffle is the segmented bites for you so you can lay
yeah,
out
dude, I like graphs.
Have you ever heard of chicken and pancakes? No, because it's stupid, but you grill it up into a waffle and all of a sudden people are throwing chicken all over it.
Hell yeah, because
it's
red. It's
awful.
Because if you had syrup or chicken and syrup.
If you had syrup, you'd
you
have pancakes,
and
waffles,
pancakes,
anything.
You'd have a bunch of syrupy chicken, but if you have chicken and waffles, you can segment off your syrup.
You have a waste of time on your hands.
No, dude. I just don't think you like
my fried chicken all syrupy.
Dude. First time I had chicken and waffles, I hated every second of it. And not because it wasn't great. It was delicious.
It was bad chicken.
But it wasn't pancakes. I love pancakes.
And you were, hey, can I get some pancakes over here? And they went, fuck you, get out of our Lolos.
I was at Lolo's, and I had but hold on, I had the Kool-Aid,
yeah,
and that was like slime. There was so much
so
sugar in there. Yeah, so that kind of soured the whole experience, ironically. But but I guess what I'm saying is waffles are fine, like, you know, if there's nothing else to eat. Just eat pancakes. Are you serious?
I'm not saying I'm just saying if there's
kind of
two
are.
There.
Also, I feel like
one or the other, I'm going to pick a waffle.
If you
are you serious?
Yeah.
If you someone have says, a waffle maker,
also, they're not
it's
all
much
filled
easier
with
to
air.
Make.
They're pretty
You're
much
right.
filled.
It is much easier. Well, no, they're both
What's
pretty
going
easy
on?
To make. But
they're both not
I'm
hard.
Sorry. I'm sorry. What's easier to make? The thing where you've got to fumble with this invention and then flip it over and it spills all over
I've
everything?
I've never fumbled
or the
a waffle
pan,
iron.
Or the pan.
I don't know
you
if you can
dunk.
Handle the
you,
NFL
you gotta
if
flip,
you fumble
you gotta
waffle
flip
iron.
And flip the pancake. Throw it up like
yeah, you
got to
have a little
bro.
Bit of passion. You got to enjoy your life to make a pancake.
You got to have a correct pan. I don't have all those kind of pans, but
this
I do have a
This is just crazy,
iron.
Dude. This is unbelievable.
Also.
I'm not saying I won't eat a waffle. Definitely.
It's great.
If all the pancakes are bad... You know what I mean? Yeah. I will eat a waffle, and it'll be great. But I never... Oh, my God.
You know what else is red? You throw some ingredients in the waffle.
Oh!
And then you got, like, bacon waffles. It's super
bacon
waffles. It is good. But, hey, look. Blueberry pancakes, good. I like chocolate chip pancakes. Prefer a
blueberry waffle.
Blueberry personally. Waffle and chocolate chip waffle, really good.
Stupid,
too.
Stupid, total
they're
waste of time.
They're not air either. They're built fluffy. Like, you can get a lot they're of
They're built
food.
Fluffy.
Yeah, because it's not air.
That's
it.
They use
what
half
saying,
the batter, dude. They're just sitting there just going, ching, ching, while I'm feasting. You guys are getting ripped off. It's unbelievable.
Well, you're filled with pancakes.
Yeah,
though.
What are you feasting? What?
Okay, let me ask you a question. If somebody was like, hey, what do you want for your birthday? A cake? Or me to crisp up some skin or whatever from a little bit of air in the middle of your waffle.
Oh, I'll it's take still, that.
Would you take a birthday
skin.
Waffle?
It's still yeah.
Batter, dude.
That's so but, weird of you.
See, this is what I'm like. The worst thing about a pancake is when you get this super thick pancake. It's all gooey
and it's got
and
goo
gross.
In the middle. That's the best
that's
kind.
The worst.
You know, this guy fucking probably likes donuts with cream in the middle.
Hold on, who doesn't?
Oh, get the fuck out of here!
This is what I'm doing. I'm not saying you have to do it all the time, except pancakes. Pancakes you should always be eating. The donut with a filling in it
is gross.
It's not gross if it's done right. Now you go
done
get,
right. How's it go, done wrong? The donut is
like
the
most
size
pancakes.
Of your
let's talk
it
about
is
this.
Not done right.
Let's talk about this. First off,
it's a pancake my, without the fucking oil.
I prefer
absolute,
a creep to a pancake.
My absolute
I can't believe this.
Rage that's flowing through me about ugh. This is unbelievable because. I just, first off, filled donuts, except jelly, because it's a texture problem, not a flavor problem.
Understand.
Boston cream donut, go get one. Don't me, okay?
Yeah, I can't do it.
Yeah, okay, go eat waffles then.
It's too much.
Enjoy the rest of your life eating air.
If I'm choosing between
do you know when you go
three,
to McDonald's?
French toast trumps real quick. Them both for me.
Okay. Kevin, we got a lot to talk about. Right let's talk about this real quick. I'm serious. I'm it's derailing.
Like toast.
Do you know when you go to McDonald's? Do you know when you go to McDonald's and you get a fry and you bite into it? You're like, wow, there's nothing in the middle of this fry.
Mm-hmm.
It's just crispy skin yes. and nothing else.
And sweet and sour sauce? Yeah, I'm all about
still
that.
A good fry. I do sweet and sour too. Yeah. Do you really?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, I do too. My son does it too.
It's great.
Oh, it's the best choice.
Okay. I do a podcast with two savages. Let me just explain this to you. When you bite into the French fry, which is supposed to be a sliced up potato, and there's air in it. It's just crispy skin with air, and you're like, this is clearly processed. This is why they made a documentary about how sick the shit makes you. That's a waffle. Every waffle is that.
Documentary did so well, by the way, changing everyone's lifestyle.
Is anyone else really hungry for McDonald's fries right now?
Also, I feel like I just no, I'm not, because Jesus. I don't like waffles. You know what's good, though, actually, ironically, considering this argument, is waffle fries.
They're great.
I mean, I do.
Chick-fil-A. That's why you go to Chick-fil-A. You get a chicken sandwich anyway.
Yeah, I don't get the chicken.
Why? That's just an airy big chip.
It is.
I'm going to argue
no,
with
you. No, and here's the thing,
it's
dude.
It's not because it's straight
here's
potato.
The thing. I absolutely know I'm getting ripped off on the waffle
no, you're
fry.
Not.
But you know what else I'm
you're
getting ripped
off? I don't feel that
but way. Let's, first off,
oh,
Kevin.
I think you're gaining more.
Kevin, there's a lot of things you need to answer for, though, before we keep going. Number one, you like either savagely burnt air crust, which is a waffle, or you like a swamp.
No.
French toast is swamp food.
No, hold on. No.
It's like they just say, like, I'm going to take this bread.
You said yourself pancakes soak in the syrup, and you're going to tell me that my fucking
hold on.
French toast is
no.
swimming?
There's two ways to do pancakes. You can make them fluffy, airy, and the holes.
Don't bring Gabriel Iglesias into this.
Gabriel Iglesias probably agrees with me because pancakes are way better. And here's the thing. The little gaps, the little air gaps, the little holes you get in the pancakes – that's where the syrup sinks in, and you get flavor pockets, okay? You don't get that with a waffle because it's too crispy on the outside.
I'm pretty sure waffles are designed with flavor
also,
pockets.
There's
all
no
over.
Balance.
God.
There's
hold
no
on.
Balance.
It's
just,
all balance. It's
how
a grid
long,
system.
It
couldn't
not.
Be more
how
balanced.
Long are you letting your food
Arizona
sit?
Roads are a grid system, and they're a disaster, okay?
Jesus
so,
Christ, dude. Now we're on ADOTS.
A
podcast.
Delicious disaster.
I'm just telling you, waffles... Look, if I'm putting them in order, there's pancakes way up at the top, then there's waffles, then there is like muffins, English muffins, donuts,
bagels,
bagels, leftover garbage and then French toast. You're stupid. So I'm
just enjoy your leftover garbage,
dude.
Enjoy it, dude. Can't use my syrup to sweeten the
deal.
My
big problem with French toast, you know what? I actually eat a lot of French toast, but I don't like it. But I don't.
I call it freedom toast.
What I'm saying. Come on, Joe.
Fuck out of the studio. God damn.
This is what's bothering me.
Captain America and Werewolf in Paris doesn't even agree with that.
So we're all just going to agree, right, that pancakes are the best and we can move on.
No.
Good. Good job, guys. I'm so furious right now, dude.
How long are you letting your food sit to where the syrup matters inside? If you cook
the pancakes correctly, seconds.
Dude, I put crepes above pancakes.
I don't do that. That's a tortilla, basically.
Yeah.
This is a joke.
He's so mad.
Dude.
I can't emphasize it enough.
Crepes?
He's so mad.
Look, this is all under the umbrella that I will eat them all and they're good. Okay, but if we're going to go ahead and start ranking stuff, I can't even believe this is a conversation. I just assumed, like gravity, that everyone liked pancakes.
I don't mind a pancake.
Yeah, I don't mind
it. Like you said, though, if I'm ranking them.
Pancakes are number one.
No, it goes waffle.
No. Waffle, crepe.
French toast.
Oh, jeez, Louise, you're unbelievable.
Pancake, muffin.
So you like everything crispy.
Crispier, yeah. I would take a bagel before a pancake.
See, you guys don't like. You will take a bagel before a pancake?
Okay. Yeah. With a nice schmear. All about it.
I don't know what to do anymore.
This is infuriating.
I like a nice spinach bagel.
You know what's actually really weird, though?
Fuck, dude.
With a schmear.
I love bagels and cream cheese. Cream cheese is one of my favorite foods.
What kind of cream cheese you go with?
I typically go plain, but I'll tell you
plain is not the bad choice. No. Plain is classic plain. There's a reason it's classic.
Tickled my fancy when I go veggie like that. I like chive and onion.
Dude. And chive and onion,
there's
garlic.
A weird thing, dude. When I was in high school, I worked at Einstein Brothers Bagels, right? Obviously, I'm hired Jewish, so I know the system. And I would get a sesame seed bagel toasted, and I would put blueberry cream cheese on it.
Oh, man.
It sounds weird, but if you're looking for sweetness, it's pretty good. Dude, how did you get overflown with cinnamon raisin and a sweet cream cheese? Got to go with that thought process, dog.
Let's just throw this out there. How do we feel about strawberry cream cheese?
I don't hate it, dude. When blueberry's out, and then I'm what in a about, crunch with strawberry.
And then what about those ones that are like honey almond or like maple?
I've had those. I don't like the nuts in them.
All that stuff's too sweet for me.
It is pretty sweet. The honey walnut or whatever.
In the morning, well, honestly, I'm not a big sweets guy. I don't like a waffle. I don't like a pancake. It's too sweet.
I was just going to say, so you just argued with me incorrectly for the last 10 minutes.
And I would
trying to defend waffles.
I'd never order a waffle.
When you're going to wake up and like eat a Slim Jim over a waffle anyway.
Yeah.
This is insane that I had to put up with this.
Bro, you come correct, you don't come at all. Pancakes aren't on the menu.
Pancakes are the only thing on the menu.
Do you feel the same about breakfast sandwiches? Breakfast sandwich?
I'm sorry, what's up?
Do pancakes trump breakfast sandwiches for you?
Yes. Wow. Here's the thing you got to understand. No. Of course not, Joe. You like to eat salt for breakfast.
But I like breakfast sandwiches.
Joe just busts open his...
Oh, are we going health kick with pancakes? Shut the fuck up.
First off, nowhere did I say I eat so much healthier than Joe, okay? That's not what I said. I just said... Joe wakes up in the morning and he says, you know what? I think I'm going to have a cigarette and I'm going to have
meat.
Cigarette. Yeah, and I'm going to eat a Slim Jim, right? And then I'm going to go to work.
That's not wrong.
See? Not wrong.
Oh, really?
Let me explain something to you, though.
It's fucking sad.
I love breakfast food.
Yeah,
I do. And too. I would eat breakfast food for every meal. If it wouldn't kill me, trust me, I did it for a while.
It almost killed him.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it absolutely almost killed me.
I've heard the set. It's great.
Yeah, dude.
By the way, I can't believe in your waffle to pancake argument you didn't argue with the McGriddle.
Here's why. The McGriddle's a joke.
But it's pancakes.
No, it's not a pancake. That is not a pancake.
It's a waffle sales pitch.
That is not a pancake.
It's the sell pitch.
Why do you think I don't go to McDonald's?
I didn't for know breakfast? That. You think I knew that?
I don't like when they lie to me. You know what I did? I tested it. They have pancakes on the menu. I got a McGriddle. I took it home. I set one McGriddle piece on the plate and ate it with a fork and a knife. Didn't taste like a pancake to me. So so don't sell me.
You fucking lie, that's McDonald's.
That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard someone do.
You don't get to tell me eggs, that's bacon, weirdest. Cheese, and two pancakes for buns. I'll decide if they're pancakes or not. That's all I'm saying.
Maybe that's the issue. Maybe you have a stronger credential for what is a pancake than me. And people have been passing off all these weak-ass non-pancakes.
Yeah, probably. I'll make you some pancakes, dude, and I guarantee you you'll hate
them. Have you ever had grits?
I have had grits.
What'd you think?
It felt like I scooped up some sand. You know when you're like at the beach and the water and the water is just a little bit above the sand, and you kind of get that sand that's it's in liquid. Soupy. It's aqueous. Yeah. And then you just if you and then if you just went, that's grits to me. And you can put salt, sugar, butter, whatever the hell you want on them, but it still tastes like it still tastes like low tide sand at high tide.
Yeah, with a bunch of butter in it.
Yeah,
like you just put some butter and some low tide sand. Dude,
so when I was in high school, I was a sophomore, and we had a freshman on the basketball team who was from South Carolina.
Yeah,
and he had just moved to Phoenix. So he was on the team, and one night, as like a bonding thing, he was like, everybody spend the night at my house. My mom will make grits in the morning. And we were like, grits and gravy? Grits and whatever, biscuits. Oh, my God.
I can't believe we have a black guy on the team. This is great.
No, dude, he was white.
You made, so, that he made biscuits and gravy.
No, he didn't. His mom did.
I understand that.
But we went and spent the night, and in the morning, woke up to like, I mean, it was like Thanksgiving fucking dinner, but for grits breakfast, southern breakfast. And
how bad was that?
It was so gross.
Yeah, was he off the team?
And we had to force our way eating it and say, this is really good. It was not good at all, dude.
We lost the game that day because everyone was sick.
Because everybody lost the will to live from eating grits. Good. Dude, okay, so this is going to be in a similar vein. I went and spent the night at my buddy's house.
Go on.
And
is this recent?
We were no, this is in high school.
Something we need to
know. We were, oh my God, dude. We were in high school, and we were raised Catholic, hardcore Catholic. So Good Friday comes around. We have to do school off, but the coach was like, no, we're definitely practicing. You know what I mean?
The religion?
No, the sport. We played baseball. So we get up
every day.
And my buddy's mom is like, hey, you guys need to hurry up and get to practice. You're going to be late. And we're like, sure. So she gave us food on the way there, and we just chowed down on like bacon, sausage, and eggs. On the way. That's a no-go, dude. Especially on Good Friday. You're not supposed to eat any meat that day. And not only did I eat bacon and sausage, I took things that would be meat someday and crushed those before they could be there with the eggs.
And then I just straight wrapped the bacon sausage around each other and just ate it gleefully.
You want to talk about, you know how you said like it was really tough, you could barely choke it down? I ate all of it. I felt like a pure Satanist on the way to practice. But the night before, his mom made turkey soup, right? And this is a famous thing. He was like, dude, my mom's turkey soup is not that good. It's really bad. Just
blood from the turkey?
Well, he was like, I wish.
Oh, no.
He's like, it's really not that good, dude. Trust me. And so I'm like, it's fine. Don't you just hating on your mom, dude, because you're a teenager. That's what you're supposed to do. So she gave us this turkey soup, I guess you would call it. And I took my first bite, and it was, I swear on my entire life, it was hot pepper water. She just put, like, water and pepper and chicken on the stove.
Did you just have to gargle it?
Dude.
That was it?
No, you know what I did? I put on an Oscar-worthy performance, and I had thirds. I ate that. Ate the seconds.
You liked it.
No, I hated it. It was terrible. I didn't enjoy any part of it.
Holy shit, but you overacted.
No, I didn't. I acted just enough because my buddy got in trouble. He's like, your friend liked it. How come you wouldn't eat any?
Got him.
Just saying.
Every time you go over there, she makes that because you loved it.
I hope so. I'm ready to eat whenever.
The entire time you guys have been talking, all I've heard is the Sugar Hill Gang, where it's like, have you ever been over to your best friend's house and the food just ain't no good? The answer I'm just waiting for you guys to bring up macaroni and cheese.
The answer to that is yes.
I love a good mac and cheese, bro.
Dude, who doesn't like mac and cheese?
I love it.
And the chicken tastes but like wood.
Bad mac and cheese is gross.
What mac and cheese?
Bad mac and cheese is gross.
Is like there bad mac and cheese?
Yeah, there is.
Where?
I don't know where. I've made bad mac and cheese before.
Well, where? Sounds like it's your fault.
You going to restaurants sounds like to the get mac and cheese?
Yeah, Applebee's. I was actually just hyped by somebody. No, somebody just hyped to me at Applebee's. They have like this honey chicken, bacon, mac and cheese. And I was like, I should try that. It sounds good. Not as good as a pancake.
Let's get out of here and go get you fed, dude.
Absolutely, because I'm starving. The whole time
we talk about food for like 45 minutes.
I'd rather do that podcast. Let's just talk about food every week.
What are we doing, pizza and wings?
Yeah.
I swear to God.
I'm down.
What's wrong, man?
He's crying for the pizza and wings.
Dude, I'm going to have to get a separate order of chicken.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Let's go so we can watch tournament games that are still on.
Okay.
All right. That was easy. All right, guys, we're done. Thanks for listening. We'll be
your
back
sponsor
next week.
This week has been SeatGeek. If you're looking for SeatGeek, you can find them. They have tickets for the NCAA Men's Final Four for $517, not including your promo code, which is
Punch Drunk.
Boom. Kevin, you want to do the rest of the stuff, or are you going to keep checking scores?
I'm sorry. No, you good. Everything's good, dude.
All right, cool.
There's another sign. I don't know. Just be ready for the website, I guess, which Sam said will be out soon. But we were supposed to have a big March launch party and haven't gotten an email since because it's not ready.
And so. It was – no, see, that's not what you do. You go, and that was sick, dude. It was so much fun. Check out the website, dude.
You should have fucking
the
seen
website's
that,
not it? Ready. It is. But when it is, it's punchdrunksports.com. And until then, just keep listening. Spread the word about the show if you like it, man. We'd appreciate to get even bigger audience.
Yeah, dude, talk to about it. Talk to your friends about it over pancakes.
Where can they find us?
They can find us all over the place. iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, punchdrunksports.com, the website that is up there. You can find it. You can go to the Facebook page, facebook.com/heroesatthebar. We'll take you to Barroom Heroes Facebook podcast page. And tell us anything and everything you want to talk about and have us talk about. And we'll bullshit and have a good time, man. The more interaction, the better. Until next week, guys, enjoy the tournament. Enjoy everything else that happens before then. And we will talk to y'all next week.
Peace. Later. Oh.